Conversation has been buzzing for a while about the possible closure and removal of the long-standing Heidelberg Project. The organization in charge of the art installation on Detroit's east side says it's not going anywhere, but its mission is evolving and expanding. A new chapter starts today with the opening of its headquarters on Heidelberg Street.
The Heidelberg Project has had lots of challenges and controversies and struggles. But what's phenomenal about it is that it's still standing today. I'm Janine Whitfield, and I am the president of the Heidelberg Project. I've been involved with the organization. I'm going into my 26th year. The best way to describe the process of what's happening now is that we're transforming from an arts installation created by one man now into an artist community that is impacted by many artists, stakeholders, and residents within the neighborhood. We've always wanted to have our headquarters on Heidelberg Street. We just haven't been able to. So we bought this building, and it's a beautiful building. It's like a campus. We have a building, we have a house, and we have six lots. And that's just gonna allow us to activate this area more. So inside the Numbers House, for example, this is going to be our first artist-in-residence studio. It's also going to be like a space where we'll be working with kids that we're working with in the Heidelberg Arts and Leadership Academy. So the idea is that you're taking what we started 33 years ago to the next level. Mm-hmm. And like the city of Detroit is transforming and changing and evolving, so are we. We're going to shift and change and evolve as the culture is shifting and changing and evolving around us.
Michigan radio intern Katie Raymond produced that story. You can learn more about what Janine Whitfield calls Heidelberg 3.0 and see pictures of the buildings and art installations at michiganradio.org.